Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for June 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the goal is to restore the republic, to make America great again, whatever term you want to use, but to do so using the blueprint that our founders gave us, that is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Yes, it's a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday as well. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. And greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And the good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack, on the line as well. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks so much. Sorry I can't stay very long, but headed to my last class today.
Well, that's good news. When he says his last class, just so you know, he's teaching. And sometimes some of the teaching requires what's called continuing education. Is that right?
Yeah, very much so.
And I guess you're teaching, this time at least, some economic stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing subject. I've always followed Adam Smith, and I've always looked at the economy and followed the price index of some of the stock exchange stuff, but mostly gold and silver. I've always followed that and how it compares to the price of the dollar. But this stuff is way, way over my head, and it's been really a struggle to catch up with some of these graphs and trends and global macroeconomics and microeconomics. But it's very historical, and that part I really love. And the philosophy I really love, because bottom line is, government will not work and the economy will not work if we don't have integrity. And so I really love that part. And that's right in line with what, in fact, the first class required us to read Bastia. The professor there said it's not Bastia, it's not Bastiat, it's Bastia. B-A-S-T-I-A-T, and the T is not pronounced, but it's Bastia. And so I know you know that book very well, and I know that book very well. I've read it several times, and I've just read it again. And if you put Adam Smith with Bastia, you have an economy that's based on freedom, individual responsibility and accountability. And the bottom line is that you have to have ethics and morality, and that plays in with what John Adams said, and that is that our Constitution was only meant for a moral and religious and righteous people.
And that's the difference between a true free market or a free enterprise system, a capitalist system in the true sense, versus a naked capitalist or toss morals aside, it's business and whatever we can get for the bottom line of cash is king. That's the difference between those two, is a moral component that said, hey, we got to create a win-win-win situation, a win for the two parties involved in a transaction,
right,
and a win for those who may not even be represented, right?
Yes, and we've done exercises in class to actually show that how that happens. And honest moral trade is a ship that, or sorry, I said that wrong. Honest moral trade and business is the tide that raises all ships in the harbor. And we've actually done exercises in class to actually prove that that does take place, that both buyer and seller are better off after a trade.
And that's why we reject free trade but stand for fair trade around the world. We're not isolationists, but Donald is right when he says we've got to renegotiate these deals to get a fair, good deal for America. Now, whether he'll do that or not is another topic, but the point that he's making is a good one.
Yeah, well, and I do think, and I've said this kind of a little different way, the key to free markets is freedom. And freedom always brings with it accountability, responsibility, and morality. And so I'm fine with free markets. When markets take a nosedive and things go awry is when government wants to start manipulating the market or controlling the market. And that's
we got to make sure we don't confuse terms, though. When we talk about free trade, that's not a free market. So we're interested in the government creating level playing field, meaning fair rules. In other words, honoring contracts, et cetera. That would be a free market. But we're not for free trade because free trade would suggest we don't have the right to put a tariff at the border to level the playing field, to stop dumping from other foreign countries that subsidize with government money their markets, et cetera. So you know what? Trade or border tariffs is not a free trade scenario. It's a fair trade scenario. But the point that I'm getting at is, number one, it's a constitutional tax. And number two, and most importantly, it allows the safety valve to create a level playing field. In other words, hey, you can't just have China fund their markets with government and then have them dump products at a loss to take over markets and eventually create monopolies at our expense. That's not happening. And the Congress has a spigot or a control valve to deal with that and appropriately make sure, hey, you play in the markets fairly and we'll put a very small tax to pay for the proper role of limited government.
Right.
If you don't and you play games with your economy and you violate free market principles, we will stop you from doing so. At least you won't participate in the freest economy in the world. So we are for free markets, but we're for fair trade.
Yeah, and that was a distinction brought up in the class, and they also talked about the exports and imports, and that we do have a trade deficit. And a lot of rich countries will have a trade deficit, but it's not a devastating thing, you know, because China does more exports than we do. It's not that devastating. Our economy is still helped by doing what we're doing, and we help the world economy by buying a lot of imports. And then after those imports get here, those imports create businesses, just like Nissan puts together their cars in Tennessee, anything that you import. I mean, I saw a business at the mall in Provo, at the University Mall, that has imports there from Guatemala and Latin America, things that I had seen on my mission and products that I'd seen on my mission. And I took my grandkids there to look at the things, and we bought a little trinket here and there. And those create businesses for Americans, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. And
that's why we're not isolationists. We are for fair trade around the world. We are for negotiation. We are for those things.
Of course.
The problem is the second you talk about fair trade and tariffs at the borders, then instantly you're an isolationist if you follow the fake news liars out there.
That's
right?
Not true. And you're right. Tariffs are constitutional, and there are some constitutional taxes. But the problem is we're not doing constitutional spending. That's the problem. And
amen to that reality check. Wow.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up Sam Girard real quickly.
Yeah, sure. So we got a rally coming up, right?
Yes, we do. On the 30th, we're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. And everybody that can make it there, we sure want you there, especially the people who live in the Kentucky area. If you can drive over there Friday morning on June 30th, a week from today, we'd love to have you. And this is I was just thinking about this, Sam. You know, I teach history as well. And this past semester, we did a lot on Lenin and Stalin and Hitler. And it was just amazing how many millions of their own people and others, but their own people that these thugs murdered. And I thought about this. What if we studied during the Nazi regime, and we studied in history that the Christians and Jews and gypsies and others that these thugs murdered, what if we read in history that they either killed and murdered or incarcerated people who got in the way or people they did not like? I mean, they killed a lot of Jews and Christians and gypsies handicapped people. What if we read that Lenin actually murdered some of his people, but that they incarcerated Amish farmers when they didn't farm the way they were supposed to, that they actually took him to jail because they made a salve out of chickweed. And I find that very Nazi-ish.
Well, you bring up the slippery slope doctrine that we may not be as big of a despot as some of those foreign leaders that we talk about in yesteryear, but we're certainly on the slippery slope and rolling down that road. When we come back from this break, let's take up that idea, because you know what? The history books now might say they started out by abusing Amish farmers. Where did they end up with that logic and the slippery slope going on? What will the history books report, and where will we be? We got to stand against it. TheFreedomCoalition.com is where you can get details about the rally. Choose the news section. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Get involved today. Back in seconds with the good sheriff, Richard Mack, on your radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun on the broadcast today, thefreedomcoalition.com, cspoa.org, the websites to check out. So right before the break, Richard said, hey, what if, you know, these despots of yesteryear, Pol Potts and, you know, Hitler and some of the, you know, Mussolini and some of these other people, Stalin, what if they were guilty, or it was said back then in their day that they were abusing Amish farmers for growing chickweed, turning it into a salve to help people with their skin, putting them in literally in prison for that. And I mentioned that it's the slippery slope, Sheriff, and we might start out that way. What will the history books read if we don't stand against this now?
Well, I think that abuse in and of itself is about as heinous as you can get, except for murdering people, which at times our country has done that, as you very well know. We probably haven't done it to the extent that Hitler and Lenin and Stalin did. In fact, I don't believe we have at all. But that we have done it somewhat is still very astonishing, very alarming. And that we could put an Amish farmer in the same category as a major drug dealer. This is exactly what would happen to a major drug dealer. He would not be offered bail, just like the Bundys have had with their experience. Just the same with Sam Girard was not offered bail because he didn't come in exactly when he was told to by the FDA. And, you know, he had a pretty good excuse. The sheriff told him and told the FDA that he was under his protection. So if my sheriff had said that, I probably wouldn't have gone in either. But be that as it may, the bottom line is we are treating an Amish farmer who has made a salve out of chickweed that is not a dangerous chemical at all. It's not a dangerous chemical. In fact, Sam, I have my chickweed in my hand right now, my chickweed salve, S-A-L-V-E. I'm holding it. I just used it. I will tell you honestly that I've had a mole on my left arm that was growing. It was just getting bigger. And I've been putting this chickweed salve on it every day, twice a day. And I'm going to tell you right now, in all honesty, it is shrinking. My wife has experienced the same with one that she has. It is shrinking. And I'm looking down at my mole right now on my left arm. And there is no question that it's had an impact. I use it on bug bites and mosquito bites. And it takes the pain right away and removes the mark made by the mosquito. And I would love to offer the judge in his case a chance to use some of this, and he would be able to see for himself, one, that it's not dangerous, and two, that it actually does work.
But that's only if you want to seek for the truth and you're an honest person.
By the way, Sheriff, you can find chickweed salve on Amazon.
That's where I got this one. Yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of different Amish country essentials. Well, it says Amish country essentials.
Yeah, isn't Amish and Amish different?
Well, I know, but they ought to be pretty close. If Amazon can sell it like crazy, I don't see what the problem.
Well, Amazon's
is,
part of the CIA, and you know some of this places.
Okay.
So they're okay.
Right.
They can do what
good
they want. You aren't tied to one of them big insider groups, and then you're shut
they
down.
They even got some chickweed salve mixed with some beautiful salve, they call it. So as you're putting some honey stuff, you know.
Bizwax, you know.
Your voice has kind of got muffled.
All right, we'll see if we can fix it. Can you hear us now?
Huh. Well, I can hear you, but it's just not as loud as it was before the break.
Any better now?
Oh, that's... I'm hearing things fine, but I get that every so often sometimes, Sheriff. You get
any
that
better now?
Little...
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I don't know what the difference is. We've got a board problem. We just don't have money to upgrade it, so we'll just live with it the best we can there, you know. Part of the big media. So the bottom line, though, is that we're working on these cases. Sam Girod is a key case. His rally's coming up on the 30th. A week from today, Richard Mack will be there live in front of the courthouse in Kentucky. Rand Paul was offered to go. Of course, he's not responding at all. So, you know, whose responsibility is it to deal with this? The good sheriff that's a former sheriff from Arizona that's a school teacher? Sam Bushman that lives in Utah that's a nationally syndicated talk show host? Or Rand Paul, who happens to be Sam Girod's senator? Interesting question. Nevertheless, whether it's Sam Girod, whether it's Ammon Bundy, whether it's Stephen Dwight Hammond, we need to free innocents in prison. TheFreedomCoalition.com is what that's about. We got to get that done now. There's a new group of people deciding to occupy the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Kurt, with the tales, and then your response, Sheriff.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, they call themselves the Rainbow Family of Light. And about 20,000 of them, of living light. That means you don't carry a big suitcase. But anyway, they call them a loosely organized group, and they've picked spots to go, and now they're headed to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Surprisingly, the Forest Service guys say that they don't think they can get these guys to really follow the rules. One Forest Service official, Ryan Nell, a deputy Forest Service supervisor there at the Malheur agency administrator, said, I don't have a lot of faith that they'll sign it when he takes this permit form for him there. But anyway, you've spent a little time with the Rainbow folks, haven't you, Sheriff?
I don't think they call themselves that, if I did. I've dealt with the Earth Firsters a lot. But
yeah, I guess that's the one I was thinking of, the ones that went up with the telescope deal, and you had to haul them down and give them a bath and all that stuff, you know.
we played a basketball game against them, and then they did indeed.
You cleaned up the situation.
We got them a shower finally, because I had to deal with these guys every day, and they did stink a little bit. They didn't actually shower quite often, and up in the mountain where they were staying, where they were doing their protest. Every now and again, they would get in some of the streams, but those were pretty cold. But yeah, I was pretty shrewd in the way I finally got them to take a shower. So
yeah, that's right. You got them play a basketball game. There was. These guys are occupying the.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's be clear. The World Firsters refuge. And these rainbow groups aren't the same group, Kurt.
That's right. Yeah. That's
no, right. I don't think they are.
But they've got similar hygiene situations.
I don't know. I haven't really spent time with
the rainbow folks. I find that very intriguing, though, that they're going there and why they would be choosing that particular location.
Do you think somebody will die as a result of occupying that their place?
Well, if they get a permit, probably not. But I doubt that they're going to get the permit. But you know what? If you're peaceably assembling, why do you need to get a permit?
Well, because the government said so. Same reason you got to have a government approval to make chickweed salve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. They don't expect the Forest Service official says they don't really expect these guys to follow the rules. But they're kind of hoping there when they get 20,000... This one guy says, it's not because it's a friggin' bunch of hippies. It's the different standards.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's should be interesting for 20,000 rainbow folks to show up.
They might have 20,000 in the organization. I guarantee you they will not have 20,000 show up there.
Well, it should be interesting. They probably won't be hauling out those... ammunition and weapons, though. I don't think so. They say they may have a different dress code, too, Sheriff. So the one guy said, what's the pants program?
It's an undress code, folks.
Yeah, that's right. They figure they'll have a little bit of nudity going on. A little different than the Bundy situation.
The time of year is different, too.
Good point.
It's kind of like that musical, though. You're never fully dressed without a smile. So they say they got a smile and they're fully dressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a Ray Stevens song, the Streak song.
No, that's a different deal.
That's another one.
You never heard You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile, have you? You guys aren't caught up on all the musicals. What's wrong with you, man? You guys are cultural neophytes.
That's right.
What's going on with that? You know?
Yeah,
hope for you. All right, Sheriff, so you're going to be at the rally next week. You're finishing your class today, and we're doing our very best to fight for the Freedom Coalition. We're trying to get a hold of the president to go ahead and create a commission to work on these innocents in prison cases. There's plenty of them, from the Hammonds to Sam Girard. They're all over the country, and the problem is getting worse, not better, is the real issue.
Yeah, that's the sad thing, and that a judge could actually be a part of this that has taken an oath to the Constitution. We actually have a place for everybody to send him a letter, and we want everybody to do that. So I believe you have that address on.
Yeah, thefreedomcoalition.com. Click on the news section, and the address and the little press release we wrote right there, so you have all the details to write the judge and politely say, free this innocent man, please. Would you please, Your Honor? Thanks, Richard. Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Former Attorney General Eric Holder is thinking about running for president in 2020. He wants to use his association with President Obama and his notoriety of being the first African-American Attorney General, quote, to be effective in opposing things that are, at the end of the day, just bad for the country. Holder feels obligated to re-enter the political field because of Hillary Clinton's loss. He says now is the time to be more visible and the time to be heard. Eric Holder was hired by the state of California to keep its status as a sanctuary state going in light of criticism. As you may have heard, the King of Saudi Arabia has appointed his 31-year-old son as the new crown prince. The former crown prince was removed from the line of succession. The new man served as the kingdom's defense minister and has taken a hard line against Iran and led the Saudi war against Yemen. He worked closely with the Trump administration to facilitate the president's first trip abroad. The appointment of a younger royal is seen as a consequential power shift toward a new generation of royals. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, TV News Network, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, there's a, a TV news network that I wasn't familiar with. It's called One American News Network. These guys had offered Bill O'Reilly $25 million a year, but they've now retracted their offer. In a tweet they sent out, "We are pulling offer to Bill O'Reilly. It could have paid him more than he made at Fox. We wish him luck." We could do that, Sam. We could do that from Liberty News Radio. We could offer him like $50 million, but we just need to retract it real quick. You know what I mean?
And we'd get a lot of news coverage if we'd do that. Well, they wouldn't give us news coverage because we're not one of the insiders. They'd just ignore us.
But anyway, I guess O'Reilly reportedly had a contract worth $25 million at Fox. Anyway, this big shot at OANN, that's One American News Network, was ready to move on now after O'Reilly and his agent failed to respond to the offer. They'd had direct discussions about the offer, but Herring told the site O'Reilly would have been very good at OANN. But anyway, that's my first time hearing about OANN.
You're just not caught up. They've been around for a long time. They're a very conservative news organization. They've been around for a while, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me.
You're not keeping an eye on the news well enough, my friend.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Yeah. In fact, I think Pete.
But O'Reilly says he's going to start his own thing.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say O'Reilly says he's starting his own thing, so maybe he's taking a page out of what you do, you know?
Well, he's probably listening to Liberty Roundtable. It's okay.
Yeah, it's going to call it BillO'Reilly.com.
Oh, that's like super original.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, anyway, hopefully, you know, Bill's kind of like a bad penny in my opinion, but he'll turn up somewhere. All right, Trump administration melting down. This is where, you know, we think that Donald's doing a lot of good, and he does some token things that are good. But this story is not really reported by hardly anybody that I see, and this is a serious, serious issue. Trump administration vows to investigate teachers for using biologically accurate pronouns. Now, Kurt, what's up with this? It's a weird story. It's complicated. Give them the pay dirt, will you?
Well, the pay dirt, at least in my opinion, is put in there well by down in the story. They quote Liberty Counsel, and they talk about them being a civil rights group focused on Christian religious freedom, and that they note that this thing called Title IX was back in 1972, this federal law that banned discrimination on the basis of biological sex in education. It does not address pronouns chosen by transgender students. Matt Staver, our buddy there, sent out a press release and sent it to the Daily Caller. He said, Title IX does not require school district or teacher to call students by false gender pronouns. It went on to say, Title IX is silent regarding the use of pronouns, and it cannot be a violation to refer to students by pronouns consistent with their actual sex.
Now, here's the bottom line. Matt Staver, yes. Liberty Counsel, standing up for the proper reality. But the Trump administration is going to pervert this. And although Donald acts like he's different from Obama on the bathroom issue, that's a token deal. Because behind the scenes, this will set the stage. If you can literally abuse teachers or use the education system to attack folks for using these pronouns, what it'll do, it'll create a chill across the education arena. In fact, they're saying, Betsy DeVos, please stop this abuse. But Betsy nor Donald, neither are standing up to counteract this belligerence by the education department, right, Kurt? The only solution that I see is to shut that sucker down.
Yeah, I'd just call this another swamp monster, is working there, and this is one of the bureaucrats, one of the educrats back in there. And as you said, Staver went on to say, it's silent regarding the use of pronouns. He says requiring false pronoun usage by teachers is a compelled speech violation for teachers, and compelling students to participate in a lie violates their right to free speech. I thought we had seen the last of this nonsense coming out of the Department of Education. And then, like he says, he says, I call upon Betsy DeVos to end this new policy.
And so do we, by the way.
To get rid of this swamp monster that, is doing that
stuff. But again,
there.
Kurt, you're not going to get rid of the swamp monsters unless you just shut down the things that enable the swamp.
The whole thing.
Okay, I appreciate that. Betsy's there. She's better than who was there before. But as long as you keep this education department going, whenever you create these unconstitutional, in my opinion, weaponized agencies against the family and God and country, and hey, I don't care if Betsy's in charge of the agency. The weaponized agency will be used against the people. And it's up to Donald and Betsy to stop it, and they're not.
Yeah, this swamp monster in this case, his name was Candace Jackson. She's the acting secretary for civil rights within the Department of Education.
Now, either
and
she's
she
acting
issued this
with direction from somebody above her, or she's doing it by herself, though, and I don't know which.
I think it's the latter. But, you have so much in government, this massive amounts of money that basically makes it where, it's just unbelievable the amount of havoc that can be created simply because, hey.
Because it exists, because it's got unlimited funding, because it's
right.
Got no oversight, because,
Get that money out of their hands and
well, just
stop
shut
the
down
havoc.
The Department of Education, though, and then this lady can't run amok, Kurt.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to shut down the department. You could just give them no money, and I promise it'll shut down. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be a congressional decision.
Yeah, that would require Congress to have some courage.
They'll put that right behind the health care legislation they're working on, okay?
That's right. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so all I'm saying is, I don't know what's going on, but see, Donald, the longer this stuff goes on, the longer legitimate blame goes to him for some of this stuff, though. Okay, Trump administration vows. Who's in charge of the Trump administration? It's Donald, right? So at some point,
well, I would say, that it's just like you. If your family, maybe one member of your family didn't do exactly as you told them, it'd be hard to say, well, it was your fault, because they might not do everything you say they're supposed to do. And that's just in your family. When you look at the federal government, it's true that we have a president and it should be that, quote, buck stops there. But I'll tell you what, all the swamp monsters around him are tough for him.
Well, and even if the buck doesn't stop with Donald, it stops with Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, so, that would have been, if I was Betsy, the first act, I would have said, look, everybody's gone. We're shutting this whole thing down. Lock the door on the way out. You know, hey.
Put a for sale sign out there. No, but I agree with your point that you can't hold Donald responsible, and I get that you want to give the administration a wide berth for success. I get it. At the same time, you got to point the finger at somebody if we want to change this, Kurt. So right now, the Trump administration is swearing to literally attack and or investigate teachers who use these, quote, biologically accurate pronouns. Now, I don't know how we stop that. What do we got to do to stop it, Kurt? What do you think? Number one, in my mind, you bring it up in the news, and hopefully you get this thing to go viral, right?
That's right. One of the main ways you do it, the same way you restore the Bible to classroom, is every student, every teacher, just roll on in there with the Bible. It's just like the rainbow folks showing up there to the Mal Here deal, and they're told they got to have a permit. the Forest Service isn't going to stop 20,000 people showing up, and it's the same way with all those people wanting to put the Bible back in school. All they'd have to do is just have some courage and, you know, do a little bit of, it's almost like a protest, except for the modern-day protests where they burn cop cars and blow up buildings. All we're talking about is, you know, bring the Bible back, you know.
Amen.
Say we're not going to do this. You know?
So where's the mainstream press, like they, you know, attack the Bundy guys and they're like, hey, they occupy. Where are they going to say, you know, Gypsy Naked City occupies or takes over Malheur Wildlife?
Well, you might get some coverage if there's a bunch of nudity, you know, because that would be something they'd want to cover or uncover. I don't know if you'd say that. But anyway, that's... what the mainstream media would cover on that one.
All right. Private investigators are in the news too, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
now,
is
this
the point,
Alicia Powell, is that, who's she with?
Yes. WorldNet Daily. And, you know, they're saying that there's murder evidence for this Seth Rich murder. The evidence is starting to vanish, Sam. And, these online accounts belonging to the murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich have been deleted in recent weeks. The attorney and lobbyist Jack Berkman, who's funding the independent investigation, filed an emergency motion to require police to preserve, protect, and properly organize the all-important online information of Seth Rich. Do you think they'll do it?
No. In fact, I think this case is already going to be buried, and I don't know that there's much we can do about it. No money, no airtime. You know, how do you even awake enough people to lobby for it or against it? Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Alicia Powell at WND.com saying, hey, the evidence relating to the Seth Rich murder is vanishing. I guess private investigators are saying the evidence is vanishing. I think it's going to vanish, Kurt. I don't think there's enough people involved in this case to really make a difference, so they're just going to shut it down.
You know, it's amazing to me, Sam, the fundraiser for World Net Daily on the Seth Rich thing. They've got $3,850. They got $10 from somebody about an hour ago, $50 10 hours ago. But their goal is $100,000 on the GoFundMe thing to crack the Seth Rich murder case. So thank goodness for guys like Liberty Counsel, World Net Daily, and of course, and others, News Radio.
Yeah, but I don't mean to be rude. I just don't see enough people caring about this and enough people engaging and getting involved.
Just imagine if, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage,
Sean's off Rush the story, Limbaugh. My friend. The
I
Velvet
know, but
Hammer hit him so hard he can't even see straight anymore.
Isn't it amazing, though, what they could do if they would do it? But, they're just not going to touch it.
I ain't got to sue Kirk Cosby, though. I think he said he when he referred to Sean Hannity, and that's one of those pronouns
good
you're
point.
Not allowed to
yeah.
use.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Let There's the Trump administration investigate Kirk Cosby. He's teaching people on the radio about the real, deal. All right, there's a good news piece, Kurt, that I want to end on today.
Oh, good.
It's from the American Family Association, AFA.
Uh-huh.
And the headline says, Mississippi Religious Freedom Bill upheld by the courts.
Whoa.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, it's the federal court down there in New Orleans, they upheld the Mississippi Freedom, I guess it's called Protecting Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act. And this law protects people of faith, they say, Kurt.
Wow. Huh. And this is a court standing up for people of faith?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not
the Ninth
Circus.
Not going to be forced to participate in wedding ceremonies between two homosexuals.
Wow.
You don't have to do that,
Imagine
Kurt.
Imagine that. Huh.
This is another reason to give thanks to the Lord today. AFA thanks our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom for taking this case on behalf of the people of Mississippi. Anyway, good stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That is good. In the Heat 'em Up Summertime story section, Sam, it looks like the Bryan Head Fire in southern Utah has gone through 27,000 plus acres. We even have a son that has a cabin up in there, so he's a little bit concerned about that. Maybe
we'll tell him not to go up there.
Yeah, that's right. And, his property. It looks like Sam, McDonald's is in the news. I guess they got what they call a kind act. A little
McDonald's?
Kindness going on. So this
kind
is kind
of
like
or
a...
What? We're going to kill
well,
you, we're just going to kill you kindly?
The headline says, Kind Act spreads to 167 drivers at Indiana McDonald's. So I guess Scottsburg, Indiana is where it is. Customers' act of kindness at a southern Indiana McDonald's sparked a chain reaction of niceness. Whew, bunch of niceness breaking out. In the drive-through line, Hunter Hostetler is a cashier there at the McDonald's, about 50 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky, by the way.
Louisville.
He
now,
says,
is this guy basically one of those $15
right,
an hour wage guys, protester guys?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But he says an older woman waiting in the restaurant's drive-thru decided to pay for the big order of a man with four children in a van behind her. Hostetler says she asked him to tell the man, Happy Father's Day, then drove away. You talk about dangerous stuff.
Just imagine those random acts of kindness just breaking out everywhere.
The kind gesture prompted the man to pay for two cars behind him.
Copycat
and that generosity,
stuff going on everywhere.
You can see what kind of dangerous situation this is. And that generosity eventually spread to 167 cars by closing time.
Arming themselves with Federal Reserve notes, firing them at the people behind them. It's crazy out there.
Dangerous stuff. Abby Smith was in one of those cars, and she told WDRB-TV, "It's wonderful knowing that there's still a lot of great people out there."
Heard that.
Sam.
Abby, can she say that?
Yeah. That is.
Wait a minute. I can't say
stuff.
She. I guess just use Abby. That's
yeah,
a, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then other mainstream news, Sam.
But by the way, good for them on this story, though. We commend it. We encourage it. We want more of it. Where's the mainstream press to help promote it everywhere?
Yeah, that's a great point. Right? And, that's exactly right. You know, it looks like, Sam, they had the NBA draft.
Oh, yeah, we've got to talk about that.
I wasn't paying that much attention, but anyway.
If you weren't paying attention,
who got drafted, but...
Okay, well, so what do you want to tell us about the draft? Somewhere. You weren't paying attention. You don't know who got drafted. What are you trying to tell us now?
Well, they had it, Sam. It happened.
And, so?
And according to this, New York Times news piece says NBA draft analysis of every pick and trade in round one. Sports Nation
what
says,
they ought to say
what's
is
your
NBA
grade?
NBA draft perpetuates racist agenda. Well, they
the winners and losers
how many black
of
people
the...
versus white people got picked in the draft, Kurt?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you know, people should be upset. They say the story of this one was youth, with a record-setting 16 freshmen taken in the first 30 picks. So you got 16 freshmen out of, you know, the... I mean, used to it was like you'd go to college and finish up when you were senior, you'd be out of there. But now you got 16 freshmen. Washington's Markel Fultz went number one to Philadelphia, and then number two went to the Lakers, Lonzo Ball, anyway, a bunch of youngsters, you know, I mean, they...
And the Utah Jazz, traded and got some better picks and traded a guy and this and that, and they got a couple of picks too, right, Kurt?
Yeah, they did. According to what I saw, it says they traded up twice, selected Donovan Mitchell with his number 13 pick and Tony Bradley with their number 28. So, you know, if you're needing some sports news,
there you go.
Right?
And Donovan was very complimentary about the Jazz, said he spent some time practicing with them. He felt like they were a quality team. He really believes that Utah, you know, makes sense. And, you know, part of the problem is a lot of people just use Utah or the Jazz as kind of a pass-through for bigger sports markets, etc. But there are people who come here and fall in love with the place and fall in love with the family atmosphere and some of those things and decide they want to stay. John Stockton, one of them, for example, and hopefully others will, you know, do the same. So time will tell, but, you know, Utah's on the map for sure. Had a pretty good season and going to do better with some of the picks they got, they say. So time will tell on that. Kurt will keep an
there
eye on
you
that
go.
Ball
See
for you.
Sports broadcasting right here on Liberty News Radio.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, isn't that the way they do it, Sam? I mean, you got to have sports 24/7. But
well,
anyway,
I just still want to know why they're drafting so many black players and no white players. Isn't there a quota going on up there?
You know, if it were turned around, there'd be some real big
howling.
You know, yeah, that's right.
White players matter, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying. Don't you think white players matter, Kurt?
That's a great point. You know, in other news, Sam, I saw this one headline that I thought was pretty funny. It says, "Why no one shouts, 'Jesus is great,' when they kill?" And it's Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, and he says, "Have you noticed there are still many people in denial that Islam has a problem?" And then he tells who he's, you know, got a list of them there. And he says, have you ever noticed that Jews don't kill in the name of their God? He says, have you ever noticed that Christians don't kill in the name of Jesus or their Father God or their Holy Spirit?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
You know, but... you know, he says, "I'm just sick of it. I've made the point before, but it's worth making again. The people who do this, excuse, rationalize, don't notice Islam's unique ownership of terrorism on a mass scale."
See, I don't agree with that.
You know,
there's been all kinds of abuses made in the name of Christianity or any other you know. And so, I don't like any group that promotes evil in the, quote, name of good, or promotes good in the name of evil, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm just saying, look, wickedness has no safe havens. In other words, they'll use anything they can to promote their wicked agenda. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, bad. And what I'd like to point out is bad guys are bad and good guys are good. And it doesn't matter what they are. But
kind of like Kurt
Crosby's
keys to the game score more points than the other guy's stuff.
That's right. And but Joseph Ferris headline, "Why No One Shouts Jesus Is Great When They Kill," is just pretty, you know, kind of. It's not funny, but it's definitely interesting, you know.
Well, yeah, but don't you believe that a lot of people have been killed in the name of Christianity?
Well, you know, they're killed by bad guys, and they might be faking like they're Christians.
That's my whole point.
When they kill them.
And then I don't believe a lot of the Muslims are evil and bad either.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree there's a radicalized Islamic group.
The bad ones are bad, the good ones are good.
Every time.
Yeah, you can count on that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I find that interesting. All right, well, what we want you to do this weekend is we want you to focus on God, family, and country.
Yeah.
And we want you to focus on protecting life, liberty, and property. And what we want you to do is tell everybody about LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, TheFreedomCoalition.com, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We've got a lot of websites, folks, because we're doing a lot of good work, and we really need your help in every way, including financial. There's a lot of work to be done, and you know what? A lot of hands make heavy work light, huh, Kurt?
Send a buck or two our way. We would really appreciate it. We'll take silver, gold, you know, even Federal Reserve notes, et cetera, right?
Did you say 1,000 or two? Is that what you were saying? A million or two?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, send it all our way.
We need to find somebody who will invest really, though, and build a radio network that's got real funding. I do the best I can on a shoestring, but we really need people to put their money where their mouth is and get on it.
Yeah. That's right. Sometimes it's a broken shoestring, but you still just tie it back together and then keep moving along.
That's what we do. That's why when Richard Beck said he couldn't hear very well, I tied that shoestring.
Done
just for you. On the fly, live, real radio at your fingertips as always. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com are our websites. Please get involved in every way, including financial. Donate today. It's Sam and Kurt. We the people declare we can and will restore America with the grace of the Almighty. We got to do our best and trust in God for the rest. This nation shall endure.